Please continue to hold.
My wife is an accomplished, brilliant, and funny woman who cares for our family full time. But when people ask, what do you do? She wants to say, I spend most of my time on hold. I think many people feel that way. A month ago, we signed up to combine our internet and telephone service. The company promised no interruption. For the past 3 weeks, we have had no telephone or internet service. Now, this is not the same as going without food or water, but for 3 weeks, it has meant missing calls from friends and family, the details of a wedding, and the fact that our daughter cannot tickle Elmo on the Sesame Street website. We've kept count. This week alone, my wife and I have spent about 13 hours on mobile phones with this company, most of it on hold, hearing a recorded voice declare, we're rated number one in customer satisfaction. Where? Albania? 13 hours is almost 2 days of work. A man can fly from Chicago to Vladivostok in 13 hours. He can orbit the Earth 8 times in 13 hours. This complaint is provoked by a communications company. It could just as well be any airline, hospital, health insurance, delivery, repair, or cable company. Americans spend a lot of time these days just waiting for customer care, a delivery, or callback. People take time off to wait for someone to fix their oven or deliver a new refrigerator. Does any crew ever show up on the day an hour promised? Or is there always a call saying, we've had a problem and have to reschedule? Does anyone ever get their lost luggage returned within the time promised and without being left to dangle on hold for a human voice? I spoke with someone in the industry this week who explained that companies try to employ the minimum number of people on a shift that they can to answer calls or make repairs. Keeping down operating costs allows companies to spend less money, which keep down the cost of their service, which should lower prices for customers. But the cost of saving money is often time. And companies have learned that someone who waits on hold for 20 minutes to plead for help will probably hold for an hour. They've already wasted so much time. They work hard, may not get another chance to call. And what else can they do? Their refrigerator is broken, they have no phone, or their luggage is lost, and the company has charged their credit card. If they hang up in frustration, that's just one less complaint. We often see studies that show how much money American businesses lose each year to absenteeism, illness, alcoholism, or pilferage. I wonder how much time Americans lose each year. Hours they could spend playing with their children, reading a book, or even talking to each other instead of the customer care department in Tamil Nadu, because companies have misdirected, disconnected, or neglected them, leaving them to languish on hold.
Don't you know, silly man, half the fun is to plan the plan. All good things come to those who can wait. Gilly flowers maybe.
Angela Lansbury, and this is NPR News.